The CSIRO has confirmed that it faces a $30 million bill to clean up radioactive waste near Woomera in South Australia. The contaminated soil is contained in almost 10,000 drums, which have been left to deteriorate over decades. Meanwhile, the federal government's continuing to explore options for a national nuclear storage facility. Claire Slattery reports.
When you've spent the better part of your career cleaning up the legacy of atomic bombs, a few thousand barrels of contaminated soil is no big deal.
Even those that are highly contaminated, you should be able to just tip the drums out and put them in new drums. That's simple. Hell, you can put these barrels on the back of a truck and take them there and they'll be quite okay. It's not as though you're moving atomic bombs around the place.
Alan Parkinson was the nuclear engineer in charge of the clean-up of the Maralinga bomb test site in South Australia. He was sacked after he blew the whistle over the way the nuclear waste was being disposed of on the cheap. For him, news today that the CSIRO is facing a $30 million bill to clean up contaminated soil on Defence Department land at Woomera shows how times have changed.
After all, at Maralinga, they took long-lived radioactive waste and just dropped it in a hole in the grounds and said, hey, that's world's best practice. So I say, well, if that's world's best practice for plutonium, why isn't it for uranium?
The soil is originally thought to be from Fisherman's Bend in Melbourne and St Mary's in New South Wales and contains some low-level radioactive waste, including uranium and toxic chemicals. It's stored in 9,725 drums, some of which are thought to be more than 50 years old. A report from the Australian Radiation Protection and Nuclear Safety Agency last April found that the drums are now badly deteriorating, and some may be leaking. Jim Green is a nuclear campaigner from Friends of the Earth.
Even more alarmingly is the statement in the report from ARPANSA that the mixture of water and radioactive isotopes in some of the drums has the potential to produce explosive hydrogen gas. So they've got a serious problem on their hands.
In a statement, the CSIRO says the cleanup will begin next month and should take up to 5 months. Jim Green.
But there's certainly a lesson in this. I mean, this waste should not have been allowed to deteriorate as much as it has. So you wonder what on earth is going on, both in terms of the federal government's oversight of this waste in the first place and the fact that ARPANSA seems to have been pretty slow to pick up on the problems.
The federal government is currently looking for a location for a new national radioactive waste management facility. Jim Green says the Woomera example highlights concerns about Australia's nuclear waste management.
If we look at this in an abstract sense, then the idea of centralising waste management makes sense if it's been properly managed at a centralised site. But that's exactly what they've done with Woomera. They've centralised waste from a variety of locations, but they clearly haven't looked after it properly. So this scenario that's unfolding at Woomera in no way makes the case for centralised storage. If anything, it makes the opposite case.
Jim Green of Friends of the Earth, ending Claire Slattery's report.